A June 4th letter from FEMA to the state obtained by the Associated Press says Vermont does not enforce the higher standards in a uniform enough fashion to warrant FEMA funding beyond the replacement cost of previously existing structures. The result is many local towns potentially facing the costs of meeting state requirements for better bridges and culverts without full FEMA funding to get the work done. FEMA has provided discretionary hazard mitigation funding for many projects. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.